preach the word to us.
Praise the Lord, everybody. You can be seated for just a moment. I want to give honor to Pastor in his absence. I thank him for allowing me, amen, to come and deliver the word of the Lord this morning. I don't take it lightly, and I'm thankful, honor him and Sister C and their leadership and their dedication. And aren't you glad we have such great pastor and pastor's wife? Amen. Amen. I feel like God has given me a word for this service. And I'm going to try my best to deliver it as best I can. And so if you'll help me, if we could all stand as we go to the word of the Lord. If you'll turn your Bibles to James chapter 4, beginning at verse number 7. James 4 and 7. And I just want to encourage, amen, you this morning, amen, to hang on, amen, to hold on, and let God work in your life. Don't give up, don't give in, but hang on, folks. James 4 and 7 says, submit yourselves, therefore, to God. Resist the devil, and he will flee from you. Reading it one more time. Submit yourselves, therefore, to God. Resist the devil, and he will flee from you. Amen. Brother Brian, would you pray?
God, we thank you for your goodness.
Thank you,
God. Thank you for your faithfulness. God, we open our hearts today to your word. We pray that your anointing would speak, God, that your word would speak to us, God.
Use these lips of clay,
God.
Minister,
allow it to get down on the inside of who we are. We thank you, Jesus. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. You can be seated. Amen. I'd like to preach from this simple thought, sold out for Jesus. Sold out for Jesus. There's a quote our pastor likes to use, and some of you can probably complete it, and that is, the sold out can't be bought out. The other day we were traveling with Brother Coon, and I like the way Brother Coon said it. He was talking to me and he said, I don't have a towel to throw in. And what he was saying, he said, no matter how hard my life may get, no matter if I lose my vision, no matter if I lose my health, he said, I'm like Job. I'm not giving up. I'm not giving in. I don't have a towel to throw in. And what he's saying there is, in a boxing match, if you throw in the towel, it means you surrender. You're giving up. And he's saying, I don't have a quit in me. It's heaven or heaven. Amen. I'm going to make it to heaven. And so I want us to have the mindset that I'm not throwing in the towel. I don't have one to throw in. And I'm sold out for Jesus. Because when you're sold out, you can't be bought out. We're living in crazy times in a crazy world. And people are selling out to drugs, to sin, to alcohol, to relationships. They're giving everything up, amen, and selling out to the world instead of selling out to Jesus. You know, everything in this world has a price. Homes have a price. Cars have a price. Y'all have seen the price of gas. Groceries have a price. Jobs have salaries. Even people sometimes will compromise if the price is right. But there's a question I have for you today. Do you have a price? The enemy is always looking to make a deal. He doesn't show up with horns and a fiery pitchfork, but he shows up with offers and shortcuts and compromises. He shows up, amen, trying to make a deal. Amen. John 10 and 10 says, the thief cometh not but for to steal and to kill and to destroy. Amen. A thief is not just going to come into your house when you're there. No, he uses the nighttime. He uses little things. He's persuasive. He's slick. He's a pickpocket, and that's just how the devil is. He's a thief, and he's going to use compromising. He's going to try to make a deal with you, amen, and he's going to try to get you to give in. The Lord said, though, in that scripture, I have come that you might have life and that you might have it more abundantly. Amen. You don't need to make a deal with the devil. You need to be sold out to God. Because if you're truly sold out to God, you can't be bought out. Amen. The enemy is always trying to make a deal. Be careful for the devil because he will always try, amen, to make a deal. He'll make it look good. He'll make it look really pretty. It's kind of like the peanut butter on a mouse trap. There's a deal to be made, but the mouse doesn't really know it until it's too late. And that's what the devil does. He makes things look too pretty. He makes it look real pretty. And he makes it look real tempting and real good until it's too late and you don't realize you're in the traps of the devil. That you're in the traps of the devil. It's just like the devil to say just a little bit of, you know, of cutting the dead ends off my hair. Oh, it's not going to hurt. It's just like the devil to say, hey, it's okay just to taste a little sip of liquor or a little sip of this. Or you know what? It's just one website, Brother Brian. It's all right. It's just a little compromise. It's just like the devil to say, oh, it's just a couple of songs that I'm not supposed to listen to. It's just like the devil. That's what he does. The enemy's good at negotiating with you to get you to compromise. But let me just say this. The enemy will never be your friend. He's a user and an abuser. He's a moocher. He's always taking away and he's never giving. The enemy is out to take from you and he's out to pull from you and he's out to try to pull you out of church. The enemy will never be your friend. Let me tell somebody this morning, don't give up, but don't give in and stop letting the devil try to mooch from you and take from you because he's never going to give you nothing in return. He's never going to be your friend. Amen. You got to be sold out to Jesus. Amen. But we serve a God who is always giving. He's always blessing and healing and giving above and beyond. Why would you want to take from the devil when God is always blessing you? Why would you want to go participate in those things? Because the enemy, sure, he's going to make it look good, but at the same time, it's a trap, and he's pulling from you, amen, the most precious thing, amen. When the devil is, that's all he's going to do is just try to tear you down when God is trying to give you life in it more abundantly. Don't be easily bought out. Look at Esau. He traded his birthright for what? A bowl of food. He didn't lose it. He sold it. He gave his birthright up just for a simple bowl of food. You know, in reading that story, I was reading it, and Esau, you know what he was? He was lazy. He came, oh, I'm about to die. No, he wasn't. No, he was just lazy and he didn't want to go prepare his own meal or whatever. He was hungry, I'm sure, but he wasn't about to die. It said that he ate his little bowl of food and then he left. He was good. He sold out for something so small. And people today are selling out for all different kind of things, for money, for acceptance. They're selling out for temporary comfort. They're selling out for relationships. And a half-committed heart will always find a reason to compromise. Let me say that again. A half-committed heart will always find a reason to compromise. But when you're sold out to God, you can't be bought out. Amen. And when you're sold out to him, that means everything belongs to him. Your heart belongs to him. Your decisions belong to God. Your future belongs to him. Your identity belongs to God. Your family belongs to God. Everything belongs to God. And when you give God everything, there's nothing left for the enemy to buy. James 4:7 says, submit yourselves therefore to God. Resist the devil and he will flee from you. If you want to defeat the enemy, amen, you fight with everything in you, amen, against the devil, and you surrender everything to God. You surrender everything to God. A sold out life means there is no negotiating. There's no compromise. There's no sin deals. There's no just, oh, this one time moment. Amen. When you're sold out to God, that means you're giving him everything. Amen. Why? Because when I'm sold out to God, I can't be bought out. Look at some stories in the word of the Lord. Daniel wouldn't compromise under pressure. In Daniel chapter 6, they tried to trap him by making prayer illegal. But in reading the story of Daniel, Daniel didn't compromise, amen, just because they were trying to trap him or make a decree, amen. It said that he went to the window 3 times a day. He didn't go to a closet. He didn't go hiding. Nobody went to his window. It didn't matter. He was still going to stand strong, and he was still going to pray, amen. Why? Because he was sold out to God. Daniel didn't hide or compromise, but he kept praying. A sold out life doesn't change just because rules do. Just because government does. Just because somebody else does. Daniel was sold out no matter what. He wasn't going to compromise. He wasn't going to give in, but he was going to keep praying even if it cost him everything. And it doesn't matter, amen, the people around you, your friends, your situation, you've got to be sold out to God. Even if everything else falls, even if it costs you your friendship, your family, your life, you've got to be sold out to the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. Look at Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. They wouldn't bow under the threat of death. The enemy offered him in Daniel chapter 3. They offered safety if they bowed, or death if they didn't. They chose God, amen, over bowing. They chose God over comfort. They could have just given in and gave in. They could have just followed the crowd. But no, they chose to stand, amen, when nobody else would. Why? Because they were sold out to God. And sometimes in your life and in your situation, you've got to stand when nobody else will. Why? Because you're sold out to the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. The enemy said, bow and live. They said, we'd rather stand and burn in a fiery furnace because we're not giving in. Amen. We're not giving up. We're not throwing in the towel. Amen. And these three men stood for God. And when you stand for God, guess what? He's going to stand for you. And he stood for them in the fiery furnace. Amen. And when they were going through that fire, hey, Lot, they see four in there. Amen. And when you're going through your trial, don't think you're alone. God's right there with you. He's standing with you. He's walking with you. You just got to continue to be sold out. Amen. And when you're sold out, you can't be bought out. It doesn't matter your circumstance. It doesn't matter the things going on. It doesn't matter your situation. Amen. You just got to be sold out to God, and he's going to help you. He's going to stand with you. He's going to carry you through it. Look at Job. Job wouldn't turn on God under pressure, and he wouldn't throw in the towel. It was a test that Job was going through. The devil really couldn't touch him until he went to ask God for permission. Job 1 and 2, he lost everything. Job lost it all. He lost his family. He lost his wealth, his health, his cattle. Even his wife told him to curse God. But Job stayed faithful. The enemy took everything, but he couldn't take his devotion. The enemy took everything, but he couldn't take his devotion. A sold out person doesn't just serve God when it's good. They stay even when it's hard. And I know many of you are going through tough times right now. And you're going through hard times, loss of loved ones and different things. But I want to encourage you and tell you to hold on strong. Amen. Hold on strong. Don't give up. Don't give in. Don't let the enemy, amen, try to persuade you or negotiate with you. You need to tell, amen, the enemy, I'm sold out for Jesus. It reminds me of what Brother Hebert preached. He said, hell, I'm not coming. Amen. And we got to have that mindset that I'm sold out. Amen. And I can't be bought out. And hell, I'm not coming. Amen. And no matter what happens in my life, no matter what goes on, amen, I'm sold out for Jesus. And when you're sold out, you can't be bought out. Like Brother Coon said, I don't have a towel to throw in. And let me just say this. The enemy can't buy what's already, amen, owned. You've been bought with a price. And it wasn't silver or gold, but it was on, amen, Calvary. The Lord shed his blood for you and I. And I want to encourage you today. Don't give in to temptation. Don't give up, but be sold out for God. And if you've never experienced, amen, this great, amen, message, this great salvation, amen, you've got to repent of your sins. The enemy wants nothing more than to try to take you out. Amen, but God is offering you, amen, a better life. And so how do I get saved? How do I get my life right? Well, you got to repent. Even if you've turned from God and you've experienced this before, you still need to come back to an altar of repentance. And repentance is a change of heart, mind, and direction. It's turning from those old sinful ways that I used to go to and turning to God. It's an about face. We've all got to come to an altar of repentance. The next thing is we need to be baptized in the name of Jesus. Many of you will quote the scripture, Acts 2:38 says, "Then Peter said unto them, repent and be baptized, every one of you in the name of Jesus Christ for the remission of your sins, and ye shall receive the gift of the Holy Ghost." Amen. So we got to repent. We got to be baptized in the lovely name of Jesus. In Matthew 28:19, a lot of people will use, but those are simply his titles. If you break that scripture down, amen, name is not plural, it's singular, meaning they're talking about one person. Not three, not two, but only one, and his name is Jesus. And so we've got to go down in a watery grave, amen, bury it in the name of Jesus. As Sister Kristen comes, amen, and the next is we got to be filled with the gift of the Holy Ghost. And when you're filled with the gift of the Holy Ghost, there's going to be an evidence. Amen. There's going to be an evidence, amen, that God has filled you. And you're going to begin to speak with other tongues. Amen. Just like they did on the day of Pentecost and just like they do, amen, today. And so I want to encourage somebody, sell out to God. If you've not already sold out to him, it's time that you do it today. Because the enemy wants nothing more than to make you a trophy in his showcase in hell. But God has given you life in it more abundantly. But what's happening in this world nowadays is too many people are selling out to sin instead of selling out to him. They're selling out to alcohol and drugs and relationships and addictions. But I want to encourage somebody today, if you're sick and tired of the same old, if you're sick and tired of the old ways and the old junk and everything that keeps pulling you down, it's time that you sell your life out to God. He already owns it. He already paid for it on Calvary. But he's a gentleman. It's up to you to give your life to him. It's up to you to surrender everything to him. He's not going to make you. He's not going to force you. Amen. But he's a gentleman. He's going to knock, and you've got to allow him into your life. And if you've been battling things in your life, personal life, in your home, in your family, I want to encourage you, don't give up. Don't give in. Sell out to God. Amen. Have that mindset like Brother Kuhn. I don't have a towel to throw in. I'm not giving up. I'm not backing down. I don't care how hard it gets. I'm going to serve him. I'm going to love him. I'm going to stay with him. Amen. You got to have the mindset that he's the best thing in your life. And so as I come to a close, I want to encourage you to sell out to God. If you've been feeling down and weak, amen, come recommit yourself. If you've been on a rocky road, amen, come commit yourself. Amen. And if you've never experienced this, make your way up to the front and sell out to God, because he's the best thing for you. He is the best thing for your life. It doesn't matter, amen, what goes on out there. What matters is your relationship with him. And I'm not a scare tactic preacher or anything like that, but I just want to tell you, life is a fleeting moment. And today God is calling for you. He's calling you to make your life right. He's calling you to sell out to him. Because nobody knows tomorrow for you. Nobody knows the next few hours or the next few moments. Amen. But all I know is I want to be ready to meet Jesus. And I want to sell out to him. I want to give him everything. Because if I'm sold out, I can't be bought out. It doesn't matter, amen, how I go. What matters is that I'm living for him. That's what matters the most, is that I'm living for him whenever he takes me. Because if not, heaven will not be my home. So I want to encourage you, make sure you're sold out to God. Make sure you're committed to him in everything. Amen. Because you want to make heaven your home. And if you're sold out, you can't be bought out. There's no compromise. There's no persuasion. It doesn't matter where it comes from, whether it's friends, family, whatever. When you're sold out to God, it doesn't matter, because you're going to live for him no matter what. And so these altars are open as you come. Amen. Re-give your life to him. Resell out if you need to. Amen. And let God work in your life.
Tomorrow.